The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to your news show Monday edition. Hope you had a great weekend. It is the 24th of February, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend. We got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. We all know about Huawei, the sort of government's not really happy about Huawei, at least certain governments. We won't go political on you here. We don't do that on this show. But this all has to do with Huawei and Google and no Google apps on certain Huawei models now. This would actually have to do with new models launching between now and even earlier models such as May 16 of 2019. A lot of these things are not Google certified, and they won't receive any support from Google. Google, however, is now saying to people that own these devices from this period of time, whatever you do, don't sideload any of Google's apps. Yes, they have warned users don't sideload things like Play Store or even Gmail on these phones, and the reason why for this is because Google can't confirm if those apps are genuine or possibly infected with malware. Now, of course, this is not going to affect every Huawei device, but it does affect quite a few of them. If you want to check if your device is certified or not, all you have to do is open up the Play Store app on your Android phone, tap Menu, and look for Settings. Then you'll see if your device is certified under Play Protection Certification. More worries for cell phones out there. This one's actually for Samsung. You kind of probably know where this is going. COVID-19, South Korea, manufacturing. Yeah, Samsung's going to get hurt here. In fact, they've actually temporarily shut down their phone factory following the COVID-19 outbreak in South Korea. According to what we're hearing from Samsung, the South Korean factory will be down because they did confirm a factory worker there was infected with COVID-19. Now, according to Samsung, chip and display factories across South Korea, they won't be affected, at least currently. But as far as assembly of some Samsung phones, yeah, that will be affected. Of course, this isn't the first time we're hearing about this sort of scenario. Apple's already warned us a couple of weeks ago that because of what's going on in China with COVID-19, we're also going to have to prepare ourselves for some iPhone shortages. And finally, gaming, Facebook. Oh yeah, how about some streaming gaming with Facebook? If you trust them enough, looks like Facebook's going to be doing this. According to a tech blogger by the name of Jane Wong, it has been recently discovered that Facebook has a hidden feature where users can stream any games available to play on Android. I know, not super exciting, but what this does mean is there could be a chance that we're going to see native game streaming in Facebook soon. This could also be something like Arcade that we're seeing currently on iOS, although not a lot of people are using that. Of course, this does kind of hark back all the way to November of 2019 when we were getting our first glimpse of a Twitch-like streaming feature for Facebook, meaning video streaming and gameplay streaming through Facebook might just be gamers' go-to destination for almost everything game-related in the near future. We'll have to wait and see. It's all down to Zuck. Got a story no one else is listening to? You will send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, conveniently located for you at britishtechnetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. Get yourself some reliable web hosting today by checking them out at tsohost.com. Check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. And come by our community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back at your way tomorrow for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.